Monte Williams, the running back, first and goal, Cowboys. And Dak gives to Williams, left side, into the end zone for the season's first touchdown.
Mike Tirico on the call last night. Sunday Night Football, Eagles win. They are 1-0, Cowboys start 0-1. They didn't look bad, Dallas.
No, they, I thought Dak looked pretty good. I thought they did. This is why I wanted the Barkley under yesterday. They looked like a team that was just relentlessly going to, or just going to stop Saquon Barkley tonight.
Yeah. And they did not stop Jalen Hurts from running the ball. And
no.
The other thing is, CeeDee Lamb, you mentioned he had a couple of drops, but whatever. It's one game. If you're looking for what an offense looks like and you drafted CeeDee Lamb places, you should feel great.
Yeah, he's going to get the ball a ton.
He's going to get 150 targets. CeeDee Lamb.
Easily.
And Pickens is going to lead the league in pass interferences drawn down the field.
Pickens and also a personal foul.
That might be true. He got a personal foul. George Pickens is going to lead the league in how many yards he created that don't go in his stats. Like, if you're a receiver that draws a 30-yard penalty, you don't get 30 yards on your stats, but you made it happen. And I bet George Pickens leads the league in interference drawn because they're going to chuck it to him, and he's pretty good at drawing it. So, anyway, Cowboys lose 0-1 for them. We'll get some calls in 803-0550, remembering home openers, talking Bills Ravens, whatever kind of energy you got today. It's a football Friday. The weekend is here, and the elite season is upon us. Sunday Night Football at Highmark Stadium, the last home opener in the current stadium.
We forgot the home opener that is actually my first home opener, by the way.
Okay.
The first home opener I was ever at was the Carolina home opener for EJ.
EJ to Stevie.
I didn't remember that being a home opener. Like, I was there. I was in the upper deck. I remember where I was when I remember. I don't remember what we would have said, but like me and my brother were like shook each other. Like when the Panther guy fell down, like you could see it. Like, oh, he's wide open.
Yeah.
Like this is going to be a touchdown. I just didn't remember that was a home opener game. But that's 2013.
If you want me to go quick detail on that game, that there's two things that happened on that final drive. There's a pass interference call the Bills got that helped and I think extended the game.
Yeah.
And also there was a dump off to Fred that he dropped that was good that he dropped it because the clock stopped.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I remember. And also Carolina kicked the field goal of death. That was the introduction for some of us to the field goal of death. They were up one and they had a 4th-and-1 and did not sneak it with Cam Newton, instead kicked it. And that's the field goal of death. The Bills go down the field and they win. They beat Ron Rivera and the Panthers.
Is that McDermott?
No. Oh, wait, is he on that team?
Sorry, like, is he
Carolina?
Is he on Carolina?
Yeah, very possibly. Sean in Long Island. Sean, happy Football Friday. Good morning.
Happy Football Friday, guys. Good morning. So just want to do an exercise in a time machine, in a way. If we were to take, we're going to go back to the drought era, but if we were to take a team from 2014, and you guys have the choice of going into this year with our current defense, or you get to pivot to the 2014 Buffalo Bills defense, and they are our defense going into this year. How would you feel about it? Would you feel more confident about getting a ring? And if they had been our defense for the past couple of seasons or the past 3 or 4 years, would we have a ring already?
2014. That's Jim Schwartz, right?
That's the Jim Schwartz year where their defensive line has got 2 first-team All-Pros on it, and it's they're just wrecking people.
I might even want to say, Sean, do you have to bring the whole defense? If you brought the front four for the last however many years, you'd have the Super Bowl. Like, Gilmore is back there. Safeties, Aaron Williams and Denoris Searcy, among others. It's interesting to think about because when I think of McDermott defenses, I do think of them as built from the secondary in, or their strengths are always from the secondary in. That's probably just a Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer kind of point. They're supposed to be built that way. And I think of McDermott as a really elite secondary kind of coach. They can get stuff there. And that has been a little bit of their downfall, maybe a lot of their downfall the last couple of years. If you just subbed in the 2013-14 era front four, I think you'd get exactly what you were looking for. Then again, taking Stephon Gilmore might not be a bad idea either. Gilmore, Corey Graham, McKelvin.
Nigel Bradham.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
There's nothing other than behind the line, Gilmore is the only like really impressive thing there.
Aaron Williams was pretty good.
He was fine. He was pretty. He would probably prime Aaron Williams would start on this team.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think
he was good. His career got cut short, unfortunately, and cheap shot from Jarvis Landry, and then another injury against New England.
But it's that line. It's Darius and Williams are first-team All-Pros. Kyle Williams is a Pro Bowler. The only guy that didn't have any accolades that year on that line was Jerry Hughes, and he had 10 sacks.
Yeah, right.
So, like, that team was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Up front.
Thanks for the call.
We've had. Really, it's more than anything. It's Mario, right?
Mario.
Like, of those four, you know, if we continue to narrow it down here, like, sure, Darius at his best. I don't know if he would be mature enough for this coaching staff. He probably would not be.
Or they might find a way to reach him in a way that other coaches were not qualified to.
Maybe.
You never know.
He was a force, and he is a type of defensive tackle they have not really had since then. But what's the thing they've been chasing that they haven't been able to find? It's Mario Williams.
It's Mario, yeah. Sometimes we have the fun exercise, oh, take any player off the drought Bills, and who would you add? Play it with Bean. If Brandon Bean is asked the question, he probably doesn't know the drought Bills as well as we do. You know, he would have had
right. An
actual life, unlike us, just watching that football team for so long.
Well, I mean, he was working for the
sure,
Panthers.
He's in the league.
They probably knew who was on the Bills.
That's right. So yeah. if he asked him, anybody off the drought Bills, who do you want? Does he say Mario?
Think you got to say Mario.
Prime Mario? Mario was amazing.
Prime Mario for 3 years, the first 3 years with the Bills, was two All-Pro nods. 10.5, 13, 14.5 is the sack totals. I mean, I'm sure all the other stuff looked great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. That peak Mario. I mean, if you want to throw Schoble in there. But it's the pass rusher. And that's what they're hoping Bosa becomes.
Yeah. Mike in Toronto. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to see if Jeremy remembers the first play from scrimmage in 2006 at New England.
Yes, London, Fletcher, Aaron Schoble. Forced fumble by Schoble, scooped up by Fletcher into the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. What a way to start a season.
It was.
Very first play, they blow up Tom Brady, and it's awesome. And then they famously go on to lose that game.
Is that the McGahee didn't know that it was fourth down game?
Exactly.
Okay.
Critical fourth down, and McGahee falls short, and he admits after he thought it was third down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That was just the best possible way to start a season. And I just thought of it now. So.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. First play, Brady back to pass, hit, fumbled, touchdown. All right. How are we going to lose this one? Yeah, there's openers. Monday Night Football in New England, the McKelvin game.
Oh,
my goodness. Still don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't need to right now.
See, for anyone out there asking, like, why are we talking about these memories instead of how good the Bills are now? It's important to purge. We're sweating out the toxins right now on a Friday.
Yep. And this is what we've endured at that stadium.
Right.
And we all made it through together.
The previous generation, you know, you guys had some fun. This generation, you know, there's a little gap in the middle there where it was a challenge. 803-0550, more of your phone calls when we return. Sal at 7, the latest on the Bills practice news. I feel like Tre'Davious White is a no-go for this game. He hasn't practiced yet this week, so feeling like he won't play. Dorian Strong probably gets the call there. We'll talk about that. We'll get to Sal about Matt Prater, what to expect maybe there. The Ravens injury report as well. They've got good news on Jair Alexander. So Sal at 7, and more of your phone calls along the way here on a Football Friday on WGR.